Adiak, Ivory Coast's timeless culinary treasure, which now has UNESCO status, date modified 2024-12-07T02-48-51.997Z, description: Adiak has been honored with a UNESCO heritage title, which should see the delicious dish protected. A love letter to Adiak, Ivory Coast's timeless culinary treasure, AFP, Ivory Coast's national dish. Adiak has gained UN cultural heritage status, along with Japanese sake, Thai prawn soup and Caribbean cassava bread. But what makes this West African staple so popular? BBC Africa correspondent Mayani Jones grew up in Ivory Coast and is a self-professed superfan. One of my earliest childhood memories is hearing vendors sing Adiak Chod. Adiak Chod. Or Hot Adiak. As they strolled the streets of my neighborhood, balancing large baskets of this national delicacy on their heads. Fast forward 25 years and women carrying individually wrapped portions of the fermented cassava couscous still walk across Abidjan, Ivory Coast's biggest city, selling this now UNESCO-recognized dish. An alternative to rice, it's hard to find any hospitality venue in the Ivory Coast that doesn't serve Adiak. From the most basic eateries to the fanciest restaurants and even on the beach, it's everywhere. Adiak's popularity has spilled over the country's borders, and it is now found across Africa, especially in French-speaking countries. It's also very popular in neighboring Ghana and my home country Sierra Leone, where they have some fairly unorthodox serving suggestions. The distinctive tangy taste of Adiak comes from the cassava tubers mixed with fermented cassava, which gives it its unique flavor and texture. The cassava is grated, dried, and then steamed before serving. Filling and versatile, Ivorian chef RZE Traore describes its texture as fluffy yet granular, similar to couscous. Mr. Traore adds that the slight tanginess of Adiak provides a unique depth to meals, perfectly balancing spicy or savory sauces. For Paul Adilbeek, an Ivorian chef who competed on the UK TV program MasterChef, the professionals, sour, zingy and sweet are the words that come to mind when she describes the taste of Adiak. Gluten-free and available in different grain sizes, the finest is often the most expensive. Some places even sell red Adiak, which has been soaked in palm oil. Eaten with a variety of dishes, the most popular version is with char-grilled chicken or fish, a simple, spicy tomato-based sauce and a salsa of chopped tomatoes and onions. It was one of the first dishes I cooked for my husband when we met 15 years ago. He liked it so much, he suggested we open a restaurant serving just that. Adiak is unpretentious, although traditionally reserved for special occasions like weddings and birthdays, people now eat it every day. Ms. Beek, who comes from a family of Adiak makers, explained some nuances. Our Adiak will be a bit more yellow than some other regions due to the proximity of the sea, she said. A native of Jacqueville, a small coastal town where Adiak is made, she features it heavily in the menu of her New York supper clubs. Although I left Ivory Coast at the age of 14 as civil unrest broke out, I have never been able to let go of Adiak. Getty Images, the process of making Adiak, which is passed down through the generations, will now be a protected practice. In London, I'd travel miles to Congolese shops to excavate bags of Adiak from the permafrost at the bottom of a chest freezer, stockpiling it for dinner guests I could evangelize. When I moved to Nigeria, I mandated relatives to bring me care packages from Abidjan or Freetown, Sierra Leone's capital. It was one of the first things I looked for when I moved to Johannesburg in South Africa 3 months ago. Where to find it is always one of the first questions I have for any Ivorians I meet outside Ivory Coast. Obviously it tastes delicious, but it's hard to describe what makes Adiak so special. Ivorian chef Charlie Coffey says Adiak is a dish that symbolizes togetherness. Like injera, the fermented Ethiopian pancake, or thibodien, Senegal's rice and fish dish, Adiak is best enjoyed in a group. Across Ivory Coast, friends and family will gather around a big plate, eating with their hands and washing it down with a cold beer or soft drink. For me, it's also a reminder of a childhood which was cut short. I was just 13 years old when on Christmas Eve 1999, as I waited for my friends to come round for a play date, a military coup rocked Ivory Coast. As soldiers drove through the city shooting in the air and telling people to head indoors, my little sister and I clung to each other in a hallway, the only windowless space in our house. Our mum was stuck in town, unable to join us. 6 months later, my mum sent us to the UK to live with our grandmother, fearing the rising political tension in the run-up to the 2000 presidential elections would result in further unrest. Just 2 years later, the country's first civil war would break out, and it would be another 15 years before I was able to return to my childhood home. But even when I couldn't return to Bobby, Abidjan's nickname, Adiak was always a way to connect to the place we had left behind. Even though I'm not Ivorian, like many of the expatriates and economic migrants who moved to the country during the prosperous 1990s, Ivory Coast is home. We all speak Nachi, the French slang that peppers Ivorian music and the streets of its cities, and we all eat Adiak. Ivory Coast has a way of making people feel at home, and Adiak is part of that. Mayani Jones, enjoying my favorite dish back in my early 20s, when I finished university, I returned to Ivory Coast for a year to work for an international NGO. On our way back from one of our assignments in the west of the country, an Ivorian colleague explained that traditionally, Adiak was mostly eaten with kejinu, a rich, smoky stew made with tomatoes, onions, and chilies. This is slow-cooked with local chicken or game in a clay pot over a wood fire, infusing the dish with a deep, flavorful essence. He claimed that it was only after the French arrived that Ivorians started serving Adiak with grilled fish and chicken. This is not something that I've been able to confirm, but it always rang true. Ivorians, although fiercely proud of their culture, have always been open to foreign influences in their cuisine and many regional dishes have become local staples. Now that Adiak has been added to the list of intangible cultural heritage in need of urgent safeguarding, perhaps more people outside the region will become aware of this delicious treat. Additional reporting by Danai Nesta Kupamba. You may also be interested in Adiak, Ivory Coast's answer to champagne, Congolese rumba wins UNESCO protected status, West Africa's Michelin-starred cuisine wows London, Nigerians turn to throw away rice for food, Getty Images / BBC, go to bbcafrica.com, for more news from the African continent. Follow us on Twitter, at BBC Africa, on Facebook at BBC Africa, or on Instagram at BBCAfrica, BBC Africa Podcasts, Africa Daily, Focus on Africa, Africa Ivory Coast.